89.9 The Light. It's positive and uplifting. It's the Shaley and Rob show for your drive home. Over the last few days, we've been speaking about something that neither of us knew but much about.
Well, you Shaley, knew nothing.
You felt it. You experienced it.
Yep.
And as you said, I knew nothing.
Yes.
Yes.
We're talking about matrescence. So last week, Rob, I decided to give a little vulnerable snapshot of what the last 12 months have looked like as I come to celebrating my son's first birthday.
Yep.
And, you know, all of the things that I was going through and the overwhelming response I got from mothers saying, thank you for, you know, being so open and honest and, you know, sharing that it's not always sunshine and roses, that it is actually quite difficult. And then yesterday, Rob, we spoke about it a little bit more and we put a name to it, and it's actually called matrescence, which is the physical and physiological, emotional and identity shift us women go through when we become a mother. A lot like adolescence, where, you know, we prepare the teenagers and it gets messy and they're hormonal and they're a bit out of control in some points. The same kind of thing happens when you become a mother, but there hasn't really been a framework for it. So you kind of just think that something's wrong with you.
Okay.
But the thing is, there's nothing wrong with you. It's perfectly normal. We just need to talk about it more.
Someone who reached out in the flurry of people who were also reaching out was Louise East, and she's a motherhood life and leadership coach for driven women, balancing motherhood with their career, which is what you're trying to do, Shaley. Now, we've only just learned about matrescence and Louise knows basically everything about it. So, hello, Louise.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us, Louise. We really, really appreciate it. Firstly, would you mind just giving us a little snapshot as to what exactly you do and who you work with?
I work with working mothers, and I do believe all mothers work because mothering is work. But I'm talking about women who have a career as well as motherhood on their plate. And so I help them in three areas. I help them with their motherhood experience. I help them with their career goals and moving into leadership, and also with their personal goals and well-being.
So the word matrescence, I've never heard of it. Why have I never heard of it? Because the response to what it is from the people who listen to our show was, that is the nail on the head. That is exactly what's happening to me. That's what I feel. Why haven't we heard of it?
Yeah.
Such a good question. The word has actually been around for quite a few decades, but it was largely hidden in some research and academics. So it hasn't been popularized and it's starting to become more well known now. But really, when I walk into rooms of women and talk about these concepts, the majority, if not every woman, has not heard about it still. So it just hasn't become mainstream.
Which is why we need to keep this conversation going. So, Louise, what advice would you give to a new mum like myself when it comes to navigating the identity shift, when it feels like we're losing ourselves? How do we navigate through that?
Yes, great question. I think first we have to recognise that feeling lost is part of the matrescence experience. Many women feel lost, and that doesn't mean that you're doing anything wrong. It's actually part of your growth and evolution, because matrescence is, it's almost like you're stepping away from the person that you were and you're moving to a new version of you. So in all honesty, sometimes we are leaving certain parts of us behind, and that can be okay, but we're also gaining a lot of other parts of us that we may not have really been acquainted with, or we may not have even discovered at all before having children. The first thing is really just recognizing that you're not doing anything wrong. When you're going through this sort of process, it's going to be disorienting and confusing before it makes sense. So I think my number one recommendation to women is kindness and compassion for yourself first, always.
You said feeling lost is one of the signs of going through matrescence. What would some other signs be? Maybe some of the more subtle ones for a mum who maybe is going through it but hasn't recognised it yet?
Okay. There's a number of different ways that matrescence affects us. Basically, it doesn't leave any part of us unturned. So it affects us mentally, and there are actual neurological changes that happen to our brain, socially in our relationships and the way people relate to us, emotionally in the way we feel things. So a lot of women say to me that they've never cried so much in their life, or they've never felt as angry as they have in motherhood. It changes us physically, as we know, that's probably the most obvious, But it also changes us economically. So a lot of women will talk about how financially their situation has shifted. Culturally, in terms of who we are and how we are seen in our culture. And then, as you've mentioned, Shaylee, in terms of our identity, which is who I am and what matters most to me and my purpose. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling changes or shifts in any of those areas, that can be part of your matrescence.
Louise, what are some practical ways we can support ourselves or someone like Robbie if there is a new mum around us? What are some things that we can best do to help get them through this first season?
The first thing is to know that we need to pause and notice what's going on for ourselves. We're so good at focusing on what everyone else is feeling and needing, and we just need to check in with ourselves sometimes. What am I feeling? You know, what are my biggest challenges right now? What's lighting me up right now? Because matrescence is getting to know this new version of ourselves. That requires us to get curious. And it might even help to have conversations about that with other mothers or people that you trust in your life, people that can actually normalize the experience and say, yeah, that makes sense. Or I've experienced that too. Because so much of what is happening for women is they feel like there's something wrong with them when they don't understand that these changes are normal. So any time we can talk about it and we can understand other people's experience of it as well is helpful. And I think celebrating the ways in which we are growing and changing and the things that we're learning is also really important, because our brains are wired to look for the negative parts of our experience. And so we tend to think about all the things that we struggle with, all the things that are really difficult and that we don't like. But we forget about the fact that we're actually accomplishing a lot and we're evolving into a new person that has all these strengths that we may not have even realized.
Oh, Louise, thank you so much. We're going to get you to stick around if that's okay, because coming back, I really want to chat to you about the pressures and the stigmas of being a mum.